This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
All right, welcome back as we are live here on The Drive on a Tuesday. Again, it is playoff week. The Texans for the third straight year are in the playoffs, but this time they start on the road and they are in Pittsburgh Monday Night Football. And, baby, we're going to get you ready for that all week long. The whole gang is back. Yeah, Jimmy. Jim Moore Sr. is still alive, isn't he?
Just thinking that. I believe so.
Did we lose Jim Moore Sr.?
I think he's been gone.
Really? Yeah, I know, man. Jim Jr. just got another job.
I feel like I remember videos and pictures of Junior crying about it.
Oh, did we lose him?
I think we lost him a while ago, didn't we?
I got him still alive and kicking at 90.
Sorry, I had you dead, bud.
I got him at 90. Damn, Jim Moore.
Still with us, 90 years old.
Jim Moore is 90?
Must have been Junior's mama.
How old was he coaching in the Colts?
He ain't coached in 25 years, has he?
We suck.
Guess it was 2001. Tony took over and took that Super Bowl.
What means he coached till he was 70-something.
I'm telling you,
I'm sitting at 48 right now, boys.
You are.
Why? I think to myself, why in the world would anybody want to coach football at the highest level until they're 75 years old? What the hell is Pete Carroll doing?
He's pissed that he doesn't want to do it.
Get a hobby, man.
He's lifers.
No, man, you ain't got a life.
That's what their life is. They love
man,
it.
I 75. Hey, man, go spend some time with your kids and your grandkids, man.
Someone just checked in and said they saw Jim on a DraftKings commercial. The best was when Jim was with the Saints. That time where he just had that meltdown where he said, we couldn't do diddly poo. Offense sucks. Defense sucks. Special teams suck. Coaches suck. We all suck. Fans suck. We couldn't do diddly poo.
We sucked.
Yeah, that old Jim Moore.
Couldn't stop the run.
Thank God he's still with us. All right, but no, man, we're in playoff week here with the Texans as they will take on the Steelers. And with that, we start to hear from coaches, and we heard from Jim Moore. We heard from Mike Tomlin, someone who looks like he's primed to coach into his 70s. Mike Tomlin, he spoke to the media today. And I think we got to talk about this defense. First, let's hear what Mike Tomlin thinks. And this is a defensive coach. This is a guy who cut his teeth as a defensive coordinator with the Vikings. And then taken over with the Steelers for the last 20 years. Here is Mike Tomlin, who has seen great defenses, talking about the Texans.
On the defensive side of the ball, they just got a kick butt unit. They do. They got a top flight edge tandem in Hunter and Anderson. They got a top flight corner tandem on the outside. And so they rush very well. They cover very well. They're not trying to split the atom schematically. They don't have to when you have corners and edge rushers like that. I'll start first with the edge rushers. Will Anderson and Hunter are simply the most dynamic edge rush tandem in the National Football League in 2025. They got 27 sacks between them. I think it's 12 for Anderson, 15 for Hunter. They're a formidable group. It's nothing that they haven't seen. We better stay out of a bunch of one-dimensional passing circumstances, because if we're in those circumstances, we're going to be in trouble. And that's just the reality of it. They do a good job of being aggressive and combative in coverage. They got a really good secondary. Petrie, their safety slash nickel, very versatile, and he displays that versatility on the back end and in safety circumstances, and also in his ability to cover and blitz as a nickel. They got a real good linebacker tandem, man, that's highly active and productive. They minimize big plays. I was just looking at their statistical profile. They're top five in most, you know, in most statistical categories. Points, I think they're number one in yards per game. They're in the top five in rush defense and pass defense, scoring, yards. And so certainly they've been top tier and elite in just about all areas all year with that group.
You don't like that?
Thanks, Mike.
Hell, I love that, man. I love it.
I'm over it. Like, I mean, he's been doing this now for 15, 16, 17 years. It's someone just texted in, and I'm with you, Trey of Texas. The cuts sound like he's AI generated. And I think it sounds that way because he is performing them in the mirror before he goes out. Anyway, he described in his own way the old safety profile. He's described in his own way and broke down this defense, which is the number one defense in football. And nothing he said was wrong. They are great. But Clint, for the Texans to be the sexy pick that a lot of people have and a lot of people believe they have a chance to move on and make a real run and do something that Houston has not seen the Texans ever do, they need this group to be the great defense that they have been most of the year. And Clint, they've looked a little normal lately. Check that. They looked closer to normal lately. And the first half, right, they didn't play in the second half, but Clint, as it is a tape drop Tuesday, I'm curious what you saw. That first half, like Riley Leonard and Pierce and Downs and that group, it wasn't even Jonathan Taylor, who you would think. Like, they got a little too much rolling. Just like, I don't know about you, I felt like Geno Smith and the Raiders did a little too much in their game. Here lately, four of the last five games, the Texans have allowed teams to gain over 300 yards of total offense in four of their last five games. And again, they have still been the best defense in football, but it hasn't been stifling. And what the hell are you gonna do here lately? Now, Kamari Lassiter was out of this last game, which is a big deal. But Clint, they definitely, and I think D'Amico knows this and Matt Burke knows this, they definitely got to tighten some of this up, because the reason why everyone believes this team can make a huge run is because that defense can just shut teams down. And there have been, I would say, four out of these last five games, maybe even the last four or five games, I've been a little bit surprised by how much success some of these offenses have had.
Yeah, look, I think there's, you know, you look at the schedule this year, and Jacksonville, Seattle, Arizona, Las Vegas, I'm not going to take last week into consideration, even though you can. I'm just talking about quarterbacks that are kind of a little bit longer in the tooth, veteran quarterbacks that have seen, you know, quite a bit, if not everything, an NFL defense can throw at you, that typically operate from the pocket, similar to the way Aaron Rodgers is going to have to operate, good, bad, or indifferent. I mean, those are the kind of quarterbacks that have had the better days, or let's say better than expected days, versus this defense than the others. That when you look at like the guys like Josh Allen, who's typically great but plays so much off schedule, those guys don't stand a chance, right? Or you look at guys like old buddy Bo Nix up in Denver, who's just, he was bombs away. He was going to take long shot after long shot after long shot. And it bit him in the ass, and it was low scoring. When you look at the guys that are typically kind of surgical from the pocket, and they have to be, they don't have that next gear to go be athletic outside the pocket. They have to be surgical from the pocket. Those guys have found ways to make some plays and hit some bigger shots down the field and keep games interesting. And a couple of those have fallen of late, right? A couple of them have been the more recent games, being Arizona and Vegas. And so, you know, I think – we're splitting hairs here, but I do think that's the quarterbacks that can just buy a little bit of time and throw the ball down the field are the kind of quarterbacks that can attack this defense.
That's a good point, because when people try to figure out like what makes the Texans special defensively, and obviously the pass rush and the corners, and you pair those two together, I think what you said there, and I've been thinking about this, is there is no team that is close to the Texans in terms of giving teams problems when they go off schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Like even the best, right? From Josh to Mahomes to I'm sure that Lamar would have issues. Bo, like when they get outside of the pocket, like a lot of teams, oh hell, keep Josh in or keep Mahomes in. But the Texans perform so much better than any other defense when that happens, when they go outside of control, so out of the system. So I think that is a big deal. But you're right. Like last week, Riley Leonard probably stayed in and tried to get on time and minimize the pressure and the sacks.
Watching the film this morning, Ron, to your point, even when he did hold the ball a little bit longer, it was a slide in the pocket a little bit left and then slide up and keep your eyes downfield and make a throw. You know what I mean? It wasn't a screw it, I'm going to bail high and right or high and outside and backside and get on the edges and kind of drift to the sideline. The Justin Herberts and Allens and you mentioned Pat Mahomes that do that. The swarm aspect of this defense takes over the minute that they get outside of structure. When they're in the pocket and there's a body on a body, and the quarterback can just kind of slide around in the pocket and let their offensive line stay attached to the pass rusher, that's the way you buy a little bit of extra time versus this defense. That crap of drifting outside the pocket or bailing outside the pocket, that is a wrap with this defense. And so I just know Aaron Rodgers, and watching Aaron Rodgers, now they may be able to collapse the pocket. That's the interesting thing, Ron, about our defense in Houston. There are games where Will Anderson in particular, but really across the board, where they just collapse the pocket on top of the quarterback, right? And the way they did a lot of times early on against Justin Herbert, right? And then Herbert, they bought a little time in the second half and was able to make some plays. But there's times when the pocket just collapses and they just overpower everybody. And then there's times where Daniil and Will may still get their sacks, but there's not near the...
It's not constant pressure.
It's not constant pressure. It's not constant chaos. It's not... So can Pittsburgh somehow at least minimize the collapsing of the pocket? Because if the Texans can collapse the pockets around Aaron Rodgers, it's over.
He's not moving.
He's not going to last the whole... He's not going to last four quarters. He's going to get hurt. He's got a bad left hand. Every time he goes to the ground, he comes up shaking it and going to the sideline. So he's just not going to make it, right? They may still eat and get four or five sacks, but can they as a whole offensive line keep everything from just collapsing around Aaron Rodgers? Then I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to have a shot. If not, then even with our offense, they ain't got a damn shot in hell. So, but it's interesting. I know I'm getting off in the weeds here, but it's interesting with our defense is like they've been statistically dominant all year long, but if you watch them week in, week out, it's the pass rush, the collapse, the pocket kind of disappears for three, four games and then comes back, right? And it's just I don't know exactly what causes that. And I don't know if D'Amico's got to keep him in the well mentality.
Well, there's also, I think, a part of these teams, their game plan is just getting that thing out quick.
Yeah.
Which slows things down for the, in a big part. But like, Our guy Cornbread said every week it's a different excuse. Defense don't look the same. Now all of a sudden the Steelers are the greatest ever, LOL. No one said anything about the Steelers being the greatest. I would just say there was a stretch there that Titans, Bills, Colts, Chiefs, I wasn't sure if teams could get first downs. Like they were stopping teams from getting, from even moving the ball. Like you're just like, these teams don't have a chance. And then over this run of Cardinals, Raiders, Chargers, Colts, it's like these teams have surprisingly gotten a little bit more action on them, right? Like, you know, the tight end for the Cardinals just goes nuts and goes off, and they move the ball around, and there were some points there where you're like, I didn't think Jacoby Brissett and company were going to do that. The Raiders, I mean, the Raiders scored 21 points in that game, right? Like, they were, like multiple big plays in that game from Geno Smith. And go watch any other Raiders game. It is still maybe the most shocking thing that I've seen, that the Raiders were able to have that level of success against the best defense in football.
And you watch Geno get just absolutely abused.
Yeah, you just saw. Yeah, you saw before and after the next game. He was knocked out for the season. And the Chargers, I think they got back to it more, but then you could look at it and say, well, the Chargers left some stuff out there, you know, on the field. Now, I think a lot of it had to do with the Texas defense. And then it's like Ryan Leonard's not supposed to do that against the Texans in the first half. I don't give a damn if Kamari Lashner's in the game or not. Right? Pierce is not supposed to do that.
Oh, I agree.
Derek Stingley.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Repeat it. Derek Stingley at one point I rewatched it again today. Derek Stingley got beat by Pittman, who dropped it on one side of the end zone, and then came right back the next play and got beat by Pierce and created big time separation for Riley Leonard. So again, we just know, and you know, listening, and you can go over and get pissed off if you want to, but we know the way that this team is going to go and move in the postseason is this defense playing the way that they have played most of the season. And the last 4 weeks, there have been some, to me at least, some surprises, like kind of surprised by that.
Yeah.
Like I've been looking back, there's got to be a penalty. Somebody was holding somebody where that happened. And that and I believe this is a good matchup for them against the Steelers. I believe that they should be able to suffocate the Steelers like they have done most of the year. So I think you're maybe getting a hint on where I'm going in this game. But the rest of the way, this defense, they got to get back to where they were in that stretch where Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Daniel, they couldn't do anything. And those teams were playing really, really well. Hell, the Titans game, Cam Ward made one throw. He made one play the entire game, right? And we know that they have the ability to do that. All right, let's do a little real or fake on a Tuesday coming up. We'll say a statement. You let us know if it's real or fake.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Do that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Before we get to real or fake, I got some news I think is a bit surprising there. I don't think it's breaking news, Sounder. Aren't that critical?
Nah.
Daryl Taylor has been activated back to the 53-man roster, but Clint, they have released safety Kevon Wallace in a move to bring Daryl Taylor back onto the roster. They have released Kevon Wallace, which is interesting.
Got to be a next move. There's got to be an understanding with him and his agent that, hey, man, we got to make this move to get Daryl Taylor activated because for some red tape reason. Because Daryl's been hurt most of the year. By the way, the one guy that in the defensive end room that we didn't know much about that I was jonesing to see, and everybody else has gone out there and balled out. We hadn't seen him play yet. But there's got to be some kind of agreement on the
thought
back
about
end.
him trying to come back.
Yeah. I mean, this is a guy that took Miles Bryant's job. And this is a guy that in doing so has made one fit in like a damn glove relative to his style of play. D'Amico Ryans has talked about the communication piece and how he earned the right to take Miles Bryant's job, who D'Amico Ryans previously said is the guy he trusts the most on the damn defense. And he apparently communicated and played and practiced in a way that he took his spot. And then when he got out there and played, we all saw pretty quickly why he made the jump and became the starter. We didn't even know who Wallace was, and all of a sudden it's like, damn, wait a minute, what's this kid's first name? Damn, well, this kid can play. So there's got to be a move. I mean, this is your starting safety.
He's been playing a lot.
I mean, there's got to be another move. There's got to be an agreement made behind closed doors that, hey, man, we'll get you back in the fold immediately. This is just an administrative thing.
Does this put him, though, in a space where other teams can scoop him up? Or is he in it? I just don't know if he's in a situation where he can decide.
What did it say? They released him?
They said they released him.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I would definitely. I think just generally speaking, it puts him in a place where yes, other teams can come get him.
They released.
But I got to believe that the agreement is, hey man, you're one of our starting safeties. You're not going to lose any money. We're going to 24 hours, 48 hours, whatever it may be. You're going to practice. Nothing in your life is going to change. We're going to put you right back on the roster and hopefully keep on rolling.
Else.
Yeah, I mean, I got to believe there's some kind of agreement with the agent there, because to your point, it's a starting safety.
He's been definitely getting, you know, a lot of run, a lot
well,
of
Ron,
snap.
That's your starting safety at a position where, I mean, obviously, C.J. Gardner-Johnson's gone. You look at Jimmy Ward. I mean, he's not gotten back on the field. Clearly, he's been an option over him. I mean, I guess Reed, maybe. Reed has been injured, and Reed coming back may change some things. But I would say he's flashed a lot more than Reed did over the span of time that he was in there. So, yeah, I got to believe that on the back end of this first round of the playoffs, I got to believe that Kayvon Wallace is going to be in a – Texans uniform starting versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, Reed figured
out.
I think Reed's still on the IR as of right now. So we'll see. So, yeah, we'll see what the latest is on that. But Daryl Taylor is back, but it seems like it's at the expense right now of Kevon Wallace, who has been released. So we'll see what happens the rest of the way there. That's news that just kind of dropped off here in the last several minutes. All right, let's do a little real or fake where I pose a question. And you let me know if it's, or at least a statement, you let me know if that statement is real or fake. 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this. Tyler, lead us off here. Trevor Lawrence has passed C.J. Stroud as the best quarterback in the AFC South. Real or fake?
Oh, that's fake as hell. That is fake as hell. He's had a strong year and particularly a strong end to this season, the 2025 NFL season for Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars. But, I mean, I said it going into this season. Oh, now's when the phenom shows up. Now good hair, Trevor Lawrence, that phenom we all thought coming out of Clemson, now in year five or six or whatever the hell it is, now it'll show up and he'll No. I'm not saying Trevor Lawrence is garbage. But I cannot say he is definitively better than C.J. Stroud just because of this run the Jags went on.
Real or fake, Clint? Tyler says fake. Real or fake, Trevor Lawrence has passed C.J. Stroud as the best quarterback in the AFC South.
Absolutely. That's real. Right now, where we sit right now today?
Duval.
Yeah, I mean, you watch Trevor Lawrence, and now it may implode, but right now, this run that they're on offensively, he has played really, really, really good, and he is. You watch a game; he's a big reason why they're winning games. Where I think you look in Houston, the biggest story, even nationally, when they're talking about him, the conversation always starts with Davis Mills bringing him back against Jacksonville and winning that game. It's.
Do you think it's just been a good year, or right now what you're watching is CJ has come back? And Trevor is going forward to where you think, like, it's not just, he had a better year than him. Like Trevor had a better year than Patrick Mahomes, but nobody believes Trevor's better than Patrick Mahomes.
Correct.
Like, do you think it's that, or you think Trevor has legit right now passed him up, and it's more than just a season?
I think Trevor has legit passed him up at this point, but I think it has more to do, to me, it has more to do with the such a small sample size of C.J. Stroud being like the dude. Yeah. I mean, that it's more about C.J. Stroud backsliding than it is Trevor Lawrence all of a sudden is just the best thing since sliced bread. Now, I think Trevor Lawrence, with an offensive-minded head coach that's cutting edge, that's quarterback-friendly, I thought the same thing with Doug Peterson would have come true. It did not. So maybe this thing implodes. But I think right now Trevor Lawrence is just – he's always been uber gifted. Like, I mean, he's super talented, and it looks like the stars are lining for him. And if you watch those games – I mean, Ron, Sunday in the press box, there was two different times you looked over at me and said, Trevor did it again. Look at this. I mean, there's he's playing lights out. I think it's – I would say right now – Trevor Lawrence is the best quarterback in this division. Yes.
Text line coming in, real as F.
Real. Damn, I got to play the game, man. Real, yes.
Someone texted in and said, fake, it's just been a good year for Trevor. Alpha One on YouTube and Twitch. Trevor is way better. I'm going to say, and I'm sorry, Tyler, I'm going to say real. And I think a big part of my real is, I don't know why I said I'm sorry, Tyler.
apology accepted.
A big part of my reel is I just have a much better belief that not just now but moving forward, what Trevor has around him is going to be a big key to why he continues to be in the reel space. Like, Liam Cohen appears to be a game changer for him, and Liam Cohen is the head coach. And unless he gets another head coaching job, it appears he's not going anywhere, right? Brian Thomas Jr. has come on a little bit more in the second half. He looks like he's got a chance from what we've seen his first 2 years to be a really good receiver. They bring and sign Jacoby Myers long term. Parker Washington has been really good for them. Like, he's got a good group around him. The running game's been pretty good. But the big thing is he has Liam Cohen, and right now C.J. Stroud has Nick Caitlin. And now he's got, I think, the best skilled position player from each group in Nico Collins. But, like, he the play caller and the person designing things, I think, is really pushing Trevor over the top. So I have the belief that Trevor is more likely, with what he has around him, and in particular with Liam Cohen, to continue to be closer to this.
Yeah.
And I think CJ's probably going to be closer to what he has been with Nick Caley around.
Well,
way they want to run offense.
I'm just going to be completely honest. I think if CJ Stroud conforms and just wholeheartedly commits and buys into what they want the quarterback to look like in this offense, I think the days of him being mentioned in the top 10 quarterbacks in this league are over. Unless he conforms, buys in, and makes runs at AFC championships and does, obviously not Tom Brady, but goes and wins Super Bowls in this system, and there's this sample size of just he's so efficient and so right and so on time that that's how they're winning Super Bowls. I don't think we're going to talk about C.J. Stroud being a top 10 quarterback moving forward in this system. I just don't. I think those days are over. These systems out here that highlight these quarterbacks in terms of how often they throw it, how aggressive they are downfield, how much of their time and effort from a game plan perspective is put into attacking vertically and surrounding them with these weapons and being cutting edge, and like those guys are constantly going to be statistically in the top. And the highlight reels are going to be there, and the big boy throws are going to be there, and CJ is going to be distributing the ball accurately and taking what's there and minimizing risk. I think
fighting against it.
That's right.
Time.
That's right. I think the days of him being, and Trevor's going to be like right now. Trevor's in the top 10 right now with how quarterbacks are playing. Trevor's in the top 10 in the league.
And year one with Liam, which it feels like is probably going to get better.
Yep.
All right. Coming up, this person. We're starting to feel the effect. I don't think most of the year, if we said, let's look at the top five most important players on this Texans team, that this guy would make it. I think we got to readjust that with his importance, and we've seen that the last few weeks. We'll discuss.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
That's that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Real or fake, really really pushed a little bit of, really pushed a little buttons there.
Apparently so.
But it was people on both sides of it. Literally back-to-back texts. Ron, some people don't think Stroud is even the best quarterback on his own team, let alone the division. Ocho. I think that's – I don't know that Ocho's saying he believes that, but they're – I know Anthony does. There are legit some people who've convinced themselves that. Somebody else. I'm done with you dudes. Trevor effing Lawrence is better than CJ. Out. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. But I just, listen, man, I don't know, man. Trevor's got over 4,000 yards passing and almost 40 total touchdowns. He's got what, 9 or 10 rushing touchdowns, 30 passing touchdowns, and what he has done down the stretch. Like, yo, they beat Denver because of Trevor. They're winning games. He's just coming out beating the brakes off teams. He looked like regular ass Trevor early, but Trevor Lawrence has come on. And again, to me, a big deal is I'll be honest, I'd probably feel different, and I think CJ would look different if Liam Cohen was the guy running the show for him. I do, and maybe you had ETN behind him. Now, he's getting some close to that with Woody, but I don't know, man. Like, it damn sure ain't. It ain't like your reaction and some people's reaction. Like, it's crazy. No, it's not crazy. I mean, I know CJ missed some games this year, but like you go watch those two. They're just playing different football. Like and I don't think this is fair, but the Texans are approaching CJ Stroud like he is somebody that's just along for the ride. The Jags are approaching things with Trevor Lawrence as if he is driving the bus.
Agreed.
Now, I'm not saying I agree with that. Like,
it's just a difference. It's just a difference in offensive philosophy and belief.
But then when you see that, and he and Trevor has been excelling in that, and CJ has done his job fine too. Don't turn the ball over. But they're just in a different space right now. And moving forward, like you said, this year Trevor is having a hell of a year. I bet Trevor's a top 10 MVP finisher, just like CJ had in his career in year one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Trevor's had other good years. Trevor, when they went to the playoffs a couple of years ago, Trevor was pretty good. So like right now with Liam Cohen, whew, like that's a big advantage that he has right now. And we saw it.
You can just look at, to me, I mean, and this is as big a philosophy thing as anything. You made a great point. Is like how the organization views their quarterback and what they want their quarterback to do is totally different in Jacksonville than it is in Houston. Look at what they did at the trade deadline. Hunter goes down, so they lose one of their offensive weapons. So what do? The number one guy on the market is Jacoby Myers. They go out and get Jacoby Myers. They bring him in, and they find ways to get him touches immediately. Right. And he's been a, like, you hear people talk about Jacksonville. You talk about how much of a godsend Jacoby Myers has been for this team and for Trevor Lawrence. Like that's kind of the offensive minded approach to doing things. And Trevor's dead in the middle of it, where here it's really about doing more with less and being more efficient than it is explosive and aggressive. And that's going to work against CJ Stroud.
And I want to make clear, I hate Clinton Tyler, the fact that they are making this decision. I understand it because of their defense, the way it plays, and I can't argue. They've won 9 in a row. This is the way they've decided to go. I hate that they are playing as if CJ, or going approaching things as if CJ's a passenger. Like I wish they put more into like all right, no, CJ, let's go. Like Jacksonville, they appear to be trying to score a touchdown every drive. I'm not saying the Texans ain't, but it feels like they'd be like, we're all right if we kick it.
Well, the Texans are very reactionary driven offensively. What are they going to do on defense? Let's see what they do on defense, and then let's adjust accordingly. There's very little, in my opinion, there's very little of let's use mechanisms in our offense that allow us to dictate to them what we're going to do. Like tempo, for instance. Like tempo in an offense and not subbing out constantly in an offense really handcuffs the defense. Right, so you run a play, or you get the upper hand on a defense, and you don't sub and you use tempo. Now all of a sudden you're dictating what coverage they're going to be in. You're dictating when they can and can't sub, and you're driving. You're forcing. Not you don't even have to be aggressive with it. I'm just talking about like using tempo within your system, right? And the Texans don't ever use tempo in their system. I mean, very rarely in 2 minute situations. Obviously, when the game forces you to. But I think that's for all our fans and listeners out there, I think that's one very clear way to understand the difference is you got teams that'll use tempo. I mean, watch Aaron Rodgers. I watched Aaron Rodgers realize the other night in the middle of a game that a defense was subbing before they subbed, and he rushed to the line of scrimmage and snapped the football and got a free 5 yards. Right? That's just using tempo. And now it's obviously your quarterback being ultra aware. But the point is – you know, we don't have offensively, that's not even in our mindset of what we're going to do offensively. And so there's a whole different mindset approach to offense. And I ultimately think that's going to work against CJ Stroud in these conversations about how he stacks up against the top 10 quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah.
And this happens to be about Trevor Lawrence.
Frank, YouTube and Twitch, how many playoff games has T-Law been to again? I think two.
We're talking about the here and now, though.
But I mean, he's been to two.
Yeah.
Orchestrated a 30-point comeback against the Chargers, I believe, and played really well against the Chiefs in Arrowhead.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, 2-3.
Yeah. I mean, two of his years were also in like
two to CJ's
in,
four. Really.
Well, two of Trevor's years were in like not quite the dysfunction that Davis Mills was quarterbacking in, but Urban Meyer was over there kicking people in the stretch line. And Doug Peterson never worked out, so I mean,
and letting the team go, go while he stayed in Cincinnati,
hugging up on young coeds, So I mean,
again, like I want to be clear,
way off in the weeds.
I want to be clear, like I think CJ is obviously taking a step back, but I think a lot of this with CJ and Trevor, which Clint, you know as well as anybody. And you all listening know as well as anybody, has a lot to do with who you were with.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, a big deal is we watch what Liam Cohen did to help Baker Mayfield, and he leaves, and, you know, Baker has kind of come down a little bit. We watch immediately come in what he's done for Trevor throughout the year, and I just think that is a huge advantage that Trevor has right now.
Yeah.
Over what CJ has with Nick Caley. He not only has Nick Caley, who I don't think is on the level of Liam Cohen, but he appears to have Nick Caley and an offensive strategy and mindset that says, don't screw it up.
Right.
Instead of go make plays.
Agreed.
And he's capable of going to make plays. We've watched it. He finished eighth in the MVP race his rookie year. But that has shifted. And they're winning this way. Both teams are in the playoffs winning this way. Won 12 and 13 games. But a lot of this to me is if he had Sean McVay, I think we'd be looking at a top five quarterback.
Agreed. Yeah, I mean,
I'm talking about with CJ.
Well, that's the thing with the conversation. It's not a slight on CJ. It's just the reality of, I mean, we've said it before. I think you put CJ in a system – that's dictating and that's aggressive and has those weapons around him, then I think C.J. Stroud is a, very easily a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to bring this up as you're about to take over here, but I mean, we're going through training camp. C.J. couldn't even get throws off. They couldn't slow down Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter during practice to be able to run through the offense. All right, what you got coming up?
All right, we're going to have a little visitor on our Thirsty Thursday. We'll give you our locations Thursday and Friday this week. It is a playoff week. We got bonus football. That means bonus Thirsty Thursdays and football Fridays. We got a little visitor, and I'll tell you who that is and where we're going to be for Thirsty Thursday and football Friday. And if you're wondering, a lot of C.J. Stroud talk today. This is absolutely beautiful. Right in my wheelhouse. If you ever wonder what, when I say I want, you know, C.J. Stroud needs to take the bull by the horns, you want to know what that sounds like? We got a little audio from inside the huddle of one of the game's best quarterbacks ever. We got a little bit of that. I'll give you a peek behind the curtain. And another quarterback topic, what a donkey Ashton Daniels is, the old Auburn quarterback. I'll tell you why. We'll do all that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.